This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. The William M. Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College in Champaign will reopen next month. It closed for the summer, so a new digital video system could be installed and the staff could learn how to operate it. On Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th, the Digistar 4 full dome system will be unveiled. It's a grand reopening, if you will, and it will feature the opening of a new show, Violent Universe, Catastrophes of the Cosmos. Dave Leake is Starkel Planetarium's coordinator. He joins me by telephone this afternoon to tell us about Digistar 4, the new show, and what else is on the planetarium schedule this fall. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Celeste. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, will we notice a difference between the new system and the old?
Well, if you let me get away with a bad pun, you could probably say it's between night and day. The old system used our Zeistar projector in the middle of the room to put the sky up there, but all the other images were put up there by slide projectors. And we did have some video in the show, but it was over a small area. We'll now be able to cover the entire dome with video. So instead of putting things up there that are static, we can actually, say, orbit Jupiter if you wanted to.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Well, from your website, I see there are some other equipment upgrades as well. What are those?
Well, in addition to the digital projection system, we have new 5.1 audio installed in the dome now, plus a new LED lighting system. Before, the dome was lit from a ring in the center, and it was all incandescent lighting. And, of course, that's highly inefficient and generated a lot of heat. And now we're going to be lit from the edge of the dome in a little trough. We have a number of elements that have red, green, and blue LEDs in them. So it's much more uniform and a lot brighter in there when we turn them all up.
So I imagine the place really comes alive now.
Yes, yeah. We'll be able to do some neat things just with the lighting system itself. We've got the individual LEDs we can actually program, and we can do chases and things like that. So that will actually be an interesting part of the show.
Yeah. Slide projectors were a cool technology once upon a time, but I guess their day has come and gone now. Is that why you had to do an upgrade?
Yes, that's really the main reason, because you're right, they weren't making slide projectors anymore, and we couldn't get them serviced. In fact, I got some training by a gentleman in town, and he gave me his old parts since he was going out of business, and so I may have been the only slide projector technician around for a while. But plus, you have to think about the kids as well. The kids that are coming in here that I tend to call them the PlayStation 3 generation, you put up just a still picture of Saturn, and that doesn't get to them like maybe it did for you and I. So there has to be something going all the time, and we can do that with this new immersive video system.
Well, tell us about the new show, Violent Universe.
Yeah, it's interesting. We have had a couple of people call when they see that and say, oh, I don't know, the word violent in there. Well, no one gets hurt in the show. Its subtitle is Catastrophes of the Cosmos. And we look at some of the violence that is out there in space, not here on the Earth, but out there in space, things like supernovas, star explosions, asteroid collisions, things like that. And it's a really interesting show about some of the phenomena that are going on out there in space.
And that will be screened for the first time at the planetarium on Friday, the 10th of September at 8 p.m. So what's on tap for 7 o'clock?
Well, at 7 o'clock on Friday, we've got our Prairie Sky Show. We've been doing that show since the place opened. But what we like to think is, since we're using the new system, it's kind of a digital remaster of that show. We're going to be able to do some things that we've never been able to do before, simply because we were tied to the slide projectors. We always show you in Prairie Skies what you can find in the night sky. Well, I could point out Jupiter to you, do a couple of the constellations, but only ones that we had pictures of. Well, if we want to now, I can put up all the constellations. I don't have to have the sky set in a particular spot. We can set it however we want to and still put them up there. And not only just the stick figures, but all the artwork as well. Plus, I can point out Jupiter to you, and then with just sliding a little button, we can actually zoom it up and see what it would look like. And also fly to it and put up the orbits of its moons. Just the capabilities are just unbelievable with this new technology.
And then what's in store for Saturday, September 11th?
Yeah, we'll do our Violent Universe show, our first full dome program. That's at 8. And then at 7 is a program that the kids will have heard of before because it's one of our more popular kids shows called In My Backyard. But if you saw it in the spring, it was all slide-based. And we've had to take those pictures, scan them in, clean them up, and prepare them for this new technology. So it's sort of the same soundtrack, but we like to call that a digital remaster as well.
And speaking of in our backyards, what should we look for in the night sky here at the end of August and at the beginning of September?
Well, we've got three planets in the sky, but they're very low in the southwest. So you have to get out right after the sunset. You can't miss Venus. It's still out there. It's going to probably be the brightest thing out there besides the moon. And then to the upper right of Venus, we've got Mars and Saturn in the same part of the sky as well. But just after the sun sets, the bright light coming up in the east will be Jupiter, and that'll kind of be the show object probably for the rest of the fall.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon, Dave.
You're welcome, Celeste. Appreciate it.
Dave Leake is the coordinator of the Starkel Planetarium. On Friday and Saturday, September 10th and 11th, the Digistar 4 full dome system will be unveiled. It's a grand reopening, and it will feature the opening of a new show as well, Violent Universe: Catastrophes of the Cosmos. The Starkel Planetarium at Parkland College in Champaign had been closed for the summer, so this new digital video system could be installed. So the grand reopening, September 10th and 11th at Parkland College in Champaign.